Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me again today. Hey, we are continuing our series on spiritual warfare. And today, I think this is going to be the final one for spiritual warfare. And we're going to look at what Paul called the helmet of salvation. Of course, the Roman soldier had a helmet that fit down over his head to protect his cranial area, of course, with those vital organs, the brain and all there needs to be special protection over that area. And Paul refers in Ephesians 6:17, he says, and take the helmet of salvation. Now, Paul calls it a helmet of salvation. This doesn't necessarily mean being saved, being born again, because salvation has a much broader term. The Greek word is soteria, and it means to be delivered, to be saved from danger, to be made well, to be made whole. And so it is an all-inclusive, all-meaning word to be delivered and set free and to made whole. And so Paul says, I want you to take the helmet of salvation. Now, since the helmet fit down over the head, I believe that what Paul is referring to for the Christian is what he called in another place the renewed mind. A mind that has been renewed in the Word of God. Look with me at Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. This helmet of salvation that fits down over our head that protects our thought life. You know, I think you will see that there's an overlapping with these different pieces of armament. There's an overlapping in their function and how they protect us. They seem to all be related to the Word of God. The belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith. And now we're talking about the helmet of salvation, which I believe because it fit down over the head, for us, it protects our mind. It protects our thought life. And it is the renewed mind where we have changed our entire thinking. We've changed the way we see the world, the way we view reality. Now listen to what Paul said in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And remember, he's writing to believers. He's writing to the Christians in Rome. And he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Now, verse 2 is what we're going to focus on. He says, and do not be conformed to this world. The J.B. Phillips paraphrase says, don't let this world squeeze you into its mold. You know, this present world, which is a fallen world, a sinful world, this world which has a tendency and flows against truth, against God's truth, would like to squeeze you into its mold. And Paul says, don't let this world squeeze you into its mold. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Instead of conforming to this world, Paul says, be transformed. Now, this word transform is a very interesting word in the Greek language. It is metamorphi, from which we get metamorphosis. And a metamorphosis is a process that different creatures go through. I remember when I was a kid, lived in the country, and it would rain. There would be tadpoles, frog eggs, and the little eggs, I'd seen them, and I would even take them and put them in a jar when I was a small kid, even elementary school, and I'd watch them hatch and little tadpoles swimming around. But they would go through a metamorphosis. They would begin to grow, and then they would grow legs, they would grow a tail, and over time, that little tadpole would be metamorphosized into a frog. Wow! A more dramatic and startling example of metamorphosis is that of a caterpillar into a butterfly. An ugly green caterpillar spins itself into a cocoon and then goes into this incredible transformation and actually a tremendous struggle. And out of that whole metamorphosis, the caterpillar is transformed into a beautiful butterfly. Now think about this. It is not a caterpillar with a butterfly suit on. No, its very essence, its very DNA has been transformed. It is no longer a caterpillar. It is no longer an ugly green worm. It is now a beautiful butterfly transformed, been metamorphosized. And this is the word that Paul uses to the believers in Ephesus. Do not be conformed, which is an outward thing. Don't conform your outward life and behavior to this world, but instead be transformed, which is an inward thing. God always begins on the inside and works his way to the outside. And this transformation, he says, this metamorphosis will happen, he says, by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, the renewing of the mind takes place through the Word of God, through the truth of God. As we begin to study God's Word and we incorporate His truth into our hearts and lives, we begin to believe what He says about us, that we really are children of Almighty God, that He really is our Father, that He really will lead us and guide us. He really will provide for all of our needs. There really will be a day of accounting when every person on planet Earth will have to give an account to Almighty God, to our Creator, for how we have lived our lives. And so we take on a biblical, a Christian worldview. Our minds are renewed. And as our minds are renewed in God's Word, we as Christians, we become transformed. Wow. You know, I was preaching at a church in Hugo, Oklahoma. It's been a few years ago, probably maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And there was a woman there who knew me back when, from the time when I was a teenager and from the time I was a very new Christian. And she visited the church my dad pastored a lot. And back then, I was very, very shy. It was very difficult for me to get up and say anything, a testimony of any kind. It was hard for me to put up my hand in an expression of worship in the middle of a praise service. And she was telling me, and she was so amazed. I hadn't seen her in years. And she was so amazed, and she was telling me how I had an older brother named Pete, 7 years older than me. Pete was very outgoing. He was never shy. He was very outgoing. And so during those times, now, Pete and I would do some singing, but when we would get up and sing together, and I played electric lead guitar, Pete played a acoustic guitar and were a really good singer, and but when we would go someplace to sing, invited to sing, Pete would do all the talking. I was quiet. I didn't say anything. And so anyway, this lady was telling me how she asked my dad, said, "Do you think Peter Eddie will ever go into the ministry?" And she said, he said, "Well, Pete might, Eddie won't," said, "he's too shy." Oh, my friends, but I've been transformed. I've been metamorphosized. I'll never forget. Many years ago, lived in St. John, New Brunswick, Canada, in the early days of our marriage, and I was working at the port, and where the ships came in and unloaded ships and cranes and containers and so on. I was working down there, and one day I got put together with a young man from Scotland. He and I were just together, working along together, and we were both in the same situation in that we did not belong to the union, and the only time we got work was when there was too much work for the unionized people. Then the foreman would call people like us to see if we wanted to come down and work. And so the work was not regular. It could be quite sporadic, could go days without working at all. And so I could tell he was going through a difficult time financially. And as we were talking and he realized I was in the same boat as he was as far as that was concerned, he said to me, "How do you make it?" Now, I could have given him a negative report. Well, you know, I'm just struggling. I don't know how I'm going to get. But no, you see, my mind had been renewed in God's word, and I decided to just share with him who I am in Christ, my new identity in Christ. So I said to him, I said, I don't know how I would make it if it wasn't for my rich father. Now, I did not have a rich earthly father. I had a good father, but he wasn't rich. But I said, I won't know how I'd make it if it wasn't for my rich father. He said, oh, what do? When you need money? You write to him when you need money? I said, no, I just talk to him. He said, oh, you call him up on the phone. And at this point, I pointed upward and I said, I'm talking about my heavenly father. He said, oh. And that opened things up. Because you see, my mind had been renewed. I have a new family. I'm a part of a new family. I have a new father who owns the cattle, as the scripture says, on 1,000 hills, who is the creator and the sustainer of the universe. There's no lack in him. And so this opened him up, and we begin to talk and begin to share. He was a nominal Christian, belonged to the Anglican Church. I don't know. I saw no evidence that he'd ever really truly been born again. But I'll never forget, from that point on that day, we talked about the things of God, and I shared with him about the good things of God. And when we came off of the ship that day, as we were parting, he said to me, he said, I feel closer to God today than I've ever felt in my life. Oh, hallelujah. My friends, renew your mind. Put on that helmet of salvation. Live and speak out of who you are as a believer, as a child of Almighty God. Believe the things he says about you, that in all the things that we go through, that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Believe what he says, that he is with you always. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And renew your mind. Put on that helmet of salvation. Because you see, the battle, the real battle is in the mind. It is a mind battle. And when you put on that helmet of salvation, that is the renewed mind that thinks God's thoughts and that lives and walks and thinks according to what God says about you and what he says about himself and about his relationship with you. Have you got that helmet of salvation on? Put it on today. It will bring deliverance, and it will transform your life. I'm Eddie Hyde. This is the Awakening Podcast. I look forward to seeing you next time for another episode of the Awakening Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. God bless you.